We still have an important remaining item. Under AOB, you find that Paul has offered to make a presentation on the state of design of the Golden Bohemia Square, a key tourist destination. Paul, would you enlighten us on this subject, please?
I don't think the system works here, so we're trying to find you may, if there's another issue, then. Huh? No, I know, it was on earlier, but for some reason it's not. Well, here you go. Chairman, very quickly, I walked by the Golden Bohemia Square and the Wanchai Promenade very recently, and just a quick photograph on what I saw here. A lot of people. It's a key destination for tourism on the waterfront. Almost every tour bus from China, mainland tourism, has this in their itinerary. This is a sign in identifying the area which is under the control of the Leisure or Cultural Services Department, identifying it green. The remainder area between the green zone and the walls of the Convention Exhibition Center, you can see that on the right side here, is this square is managed by the Hong Kong Convention Exhibition Center Management Limited. So the green one, LCSD, the white one between the green one and the sort of whole Bohemia Square, all the way up to the wall of the Convention Exhibition Center, is under management of the Hong Kong Convention Exhibition Center. It's very important, you see the people there, but these are the photographs of the reality on the ground. There are restaurants on the inside, there's no tables and seating outside. In fact, there are fences there. There is no seating. People sit on the staircases. People sit on the staircases. People sit on the staircases. Staircases. Some old man has his own chair. There is a few seats here at the Dragon Pool cruise ticketing and a convenience shop. There's a few there, and there's actually some people sitting there, and there's some chairs here outside the ferry pier. There are some chairs upstairs which nobody can find except for somebody who sleeps here at night, and this is his materials he leaves here during the day. Nobody can, so that he packs it nicely up, but if somebody sleeps here at night. But this is a booth for the security guard with plastic drapes. It's a temporary booth. Temporary structures, ugly steel, you know, you can see the quality of the design in the area. So, Chairman, this is our number one tourist destination on the waterfront in Hong Kong Island. As a project that is, and you know, the Convention Exhibition Center, they like to have an expanding use of our waterfront. However, this is the way they manage our waterfront. So I believe if the harbor unit of ACC would endorse to recommend to the harbor unit that we take this as a quick win to have a serious conversation with the management of the Convention Exhibition Center to improve the environment there, because I think this is not the kind of pictures we want to have as a memory for our visitors, Chairman. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. So maybe Alice could take a further look in the back. Yeah, I have already pleaded Raymond for more resources. If I mention out. Okay. Any other item, any other business that members like to bring up? Nick, please.
Just for the record, referring to what I was mentioning earlier, Paul and I attended briefing by a TD about a week ago now at the request of the West Kowloon Authority, at which we were shown a whole range of proposals which it was claimed anyway were going to improve the connectivity of the West Kowloon area with the surrounding district, particularly the adjoining waterfront. Both Paul and I think were disturbed by what we saw. We certainly don't think it's adequate by any means. And I think it's sufficiently important that we perhaps should be asking TD to come and make that presentation to HEC. I think HEC should be aware of the situation and comment constructively on what's planned. There's some very major weaknesses, I think, particularly in terms of pedestrian connectivity. there's some major roadworks. I mean, they're digging tunnels everywhere and bridges everywhere. I mean, it's surgery in a major way, and I think it's going to impact not just obviously West Kowloon but the whole of the surrounding area. So I think HEC should be briefed directly on it. And TD did and say they were willing to do that.
It's more than the West Kowloon Authority. I think there's the rail unit of Highway Department involved as well.
Yes, but TD are fronting, if you like, yeah. It's in the public domain now. They've briefed the district councils already, apparently, as well. So they are walking it around. So I see no reason why they couldn't come and make that a similar presentation to HEC. I think it's important.
Okay, I assume I could pass that message on to the one Ron Akuli. He's in charge of the what I call the development committee of the authority. So he basically looks after that part. Now we could perhaps also drop a letter inviting them for a discussion. Somewhere down the road, okay? Mutually convenient time.
We've done all our comments to them, but also pass those on to the
secretary. Okay, any other point? If not, next meeting, tentative schedule with June 15th. Now, today is the May 13th, so we'll probably have to reconfirm that date. Okay. Any other business item? If not, thanks again for coming and for a very productive discussion. Just wish everybody a very good, very enjoyable summer. Cool from Paul.